Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My father tried to call me a bunch yesterday while I was on air. And I only talked to him for about 30 seconds because I answered the phone right before I went back live. And he's like, hey, there's an Occupy the Fed event at this road and that road today. And I thought he was talking about Austin. He was talking about Dallas. And then he called me a couple times last night and I missed his call. And he called me a couple times this morning. And again, he calls me maybe once a week or every 2 weeks. He's call after call. So I call him back and I go, what's going on? And he goes, well, you didn't cover it. You didn't talk about it. And I said, I didn't talk about what? And I had the article yesterday, and I did read it, and I was aware of it. And I am so blind now because I'm so close to this thing. It's like when you're 1 inch away from the elephant, you know, it's gray skin, it's got black hair, it smells a little bit, but you can't really tell what it is. You got to back off 10 feet and go, that's an elephant. I'm so close to it that when I read things now, the admissions of world government and secret private cities vying for global control, and Lord Blackheath comes out and admits world government in the House of Lords. I see this stuff now every day, at least every week, and I don't cover it because I already know it's true. I've known it's true for 18 years. I've been on air 16 plus. I've been awake for 18 years to a great extent, learning always more, but to the basics, 18 years. And I have got a big blind spot. So please, folks, you send me emails and say, why aren't you covering this or that? It's because I already know this stuff, just like you already know this stuff. And so I just start thinking everybody knows it. It's like, oh, here's another big article. Globalists fighting with each other over what city-state will rule. Will it be Israel? Will it be the Vatican? Will it be the city of London? Will it be D.C.? They're getting down to the final phase there and fighting with each other. How do the Russians play in? How do the Chinese play into all this? And they're all run by their own mafias that always create their own little city-states, like Moscow and the Politburo, the Duma. And here's John Major, and it's buried in a Daily Mail article. It's in a bunch of other articles, too. In fact, this is the one. I couldn't even find the one I had yesterday and read, where it got into even more of it. I'm going to look for it during a break. But golden chance to win back power from EU. And they talk about the Maastricht Treaty and how it set up the city of London to be its own entity, exempt from EU rules, and how under this new private superstate, getting rid of all sovereignty in Europe, that if England stays signed on to this, they will lose all their power, and the city of London itself will be absorbed into the city of Frankfurt. And, of course, the Treaty of Rome setting up the euro that does have – people always want me to talk about the Vatican this, Vatican that. I try to not get into this religious group, that religious group. Try to stay out of all that. But the point is the institution of the Vatican, the money power of it that is so wealthy it's untold, was involved, the Vatican brags, at the heart of setting up the euro. That's why it's the Treaty of Rome signed there in Rome, there at the Vatican, 1957, to set up the euro. So – here's John Major. And again, my dad called me right before I went on air again, because I've been playing phone tag this morning. And this, I said, hey, print me an article about John Major wanting power back from the EU. And I got the Daily Mail. This is not the one I read yesterday. It was like London Guardian or London Telegraph. I forget. I need that. I had a Lord Monckton joining us. So I got Lord Monckton not coming on about carbon taxes to fund the global commissariat and the apparatchiks they've got out pushing it. But specifically on Euro tyranny and the fact that people in the UK Independence Party and others have pointed out over 70% of UK laws are EU bureaucratic laws. He found a bunch. Financial Times of London, Fox News, a bunch of other ones with that. So that's coming up. We got some really scary news on Occupy Wall Street. This is degenerating quickly. And our worst fears are now being realized. They're now banning the First Amendment. Here in Austin, they told Darren McBreen's son, get out of here with your dirty Ron Paul sign. That also happened in San Antonio. It's all coming up.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my friends, we have an incredibly jam-packed radio broadcast lined up for you today. You are not going to want to miss any of the information we're going to cover here. Adam Kokesh of Adam vs. the Man radio and TV show will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour for about 20 minutes. Adam has gotten some amazing video of the Occupy Wall Street calling for collectivism, calling for people that don't agree with them to be arrested in D.C. with the Occupy Wall Street D.C. people. And that, of course, was the top main link on Drudge a week and a half ago, the big jumbo Tyrannosaurus Godzilla number one link on the Internet to get that link. A big story. And I got criticized for posting his video, having Paul Watson write an article about it, by the Occupy Wall Street people. They said, that is not indicative of us. We are open and inclusive. We are not authoritarians. We don't agree with Michael Moore, who says capitalism's the problem. You're just trying to make this look like it's Democratic operatives. Well, Adam Kokesh isn't a Democrat or a Republican, and he's well known for that. Same with yours truly. We just cover what we see. And then I sent reporters to different parts of the country, and I did find that the grassroots were upset about the bailouts, upset about the private Federal Reserve, upset about not being able to get jobs, the economy, where we're going. But that there were Democratic Party operatives, MoveOn.org, George Soros people there, and that the unions were trying to take it over, SEIU and others that routinely, you know, go out and beat up Tea Party people. And so all that's going on. But I'm saying, yeah, it's diverse. And then in Dallas at our In the Fed event Friday, about 100 of the Occupy Wall Street across the street from our 400. I was told were bullhorning us, kind of saying some mean things. So I went over and bullhorned back and then noticed that about half the signs were in the Fed. So it was a bunch of our people over there with them trying to educate them. And then they came over and were somewhat friendly. The same thing happened a little bit in Houston, but then I said, look, I'm your friend. And so they came over and joined us. And I said, go down to their encampment at the park down the street. And it was all a great deal. Now, I get to San Antonio. I'm going to get into the story more in a moment. I always start trying to mention who's coming up today, then I start just getting into the news right away. And Matt Medina, the head of We Are Change down there, great activist, friends with him for years, and others, some of the We Are Change folks had called me earlier in the week, so had Medina, and they said, well, no, most of these people are taking Ron Paul and InfoWars stickers and are aware of the Fed and want to march with us to the Fed, and they're good. There are some move-on people trying to stir stuff up, but they're not running things. So overall, this has not been taken over. Well, he showed up Sunday, and the video's up at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we also posted this morning at InfoWars.com, and he said they came in, and they said, you don't talk to Medina, no Ron Paul stickers, we're not against the Fed, just like Michael Moore said, oh, no, the Fed, it's good. It's the problem is capitalism and anybody having property, except, of course, for people worth hundreds of millions like Michael Moore. And then now there's a new video out from Kokesh, and we've got him coming on, as I said, here in about 50 minutes from now, a new video, and our headline on it is Occupy Agitators Attempt to Ban First Amendment. And I would actually, that's a good headline Watson gave, but I would just say Occupy Organizers. Because they play this mind game of, we're not in charge, but we are in charge. So all of that is happening and going on. And now there is video of the Occupy agitators attempt to ban the First Amendment in this supposed public meeting that everybody's invited to for this grand collective where they steer it the way they want, but they're telling them you're not allowed to videotape in here, though other people can videotape. And it gets worse. Darren McBreen, our reporter, and I've met his son. His son's a senior in high school. He went down to the Occupy Wall Street event yesterday here in Austin, and he had a Ron Paul sign, and they came over to him and said, that's not welcome here. Get it out of here. But they could have their SEIU union signs. They could have their tax the rich signs. They could have their Democratic talking points. In Manhattan, they're marching to Republican billionaires' houses, the Koch brothers and other people like Rupert Murdoch. I mean, you can see this is now a Democrat agenda. You don't bring your Ron Paul here. You don't march on the Fed. You don't have in the Fed signs here. You understand? No, don't come to our group and try to get them to come out to your march Sunday or to come out to protest the Fed. We like the Federal Reserve. And they have these little whisper campaigns, and they're leading it. They send in professional agitators, and they say, we're all here. We're not going to be co-opted. MoveOn.org loves you. Obama loves you. And they play this mind game. So the only information now allowed in Occupy Wall Street is if you want to have a yoga event and not chant, that's what happened in Austin. I'm not knocking folks that do yoga. Certainly good for you. My point is that's what they did. And they come up and they say, don't have Ron Paul here. And I'm getting these reports all over the country, from Denver, you name it, that you don't bring Ron Paul here. Do you understand us? We're for freedom. You want to call for communism. You want to call for collectivism. You want to call for taxing the rich. You want to call for some blanket Wall Street's evil. That's wonderful. But you don't actually talk about the global kingpins that are caught laundering the money and that have gotten tens of trillions in bailout money and that want to implode our society, the private Federal Reserve. And I've had calls from all over the country, and I've had reporters where they'll the Occupy Wall Street people that, quote, are leading things but aren't, will say at every event, no, even when they're sometimes marked by the Fed, they will like, we're not going to stop there. We'll be arrested. That's federal property. They're not our problem. Wall Street is. And so they tell them, just like Michael Moore, it's federal. It's our friend. I mean, what do you expect George Soros-led movements to do? MSNBC, General Electric bomb makers. They love Obama. They love the wars, the torture, the secret arrest, the endless tyranny. They're very pleased. They've got their professional psych warfare people in there, and it looks like they're starting to win. They're starting to fully try to take it over, and they'll just march right up to you. Whether it's North Carolina or Texas, whether it's Colorado, New York, or D.C., and they tell you, you get your stinking Ron Paul signs out of here. And the SEIU folks, well known, are just going. And Warren Buffett, George Soros, Rockefeller, they've got Herman Cain on the right calling for the same thing they are, a VAT or sales tax on top of a succulent carbon tax. And they got Mitt Romney calling for a carbon tax. And they got Rick Perry in the past pushing it and loving Al Gore. And it doesn't matter because people love to be conned. And Rick Perry gets out there with a big giant red axe on TV and talks about he's going to axe things when he doubled the size of Texas government. And he actually takes credit for Texas being a great state. So it's amazing. We got to get these videos and articles out to everybody. Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment. Here's another one, zombie training. Mike Adams sees straight. Occupy Wall Street, Atlanta turns into collective hypnosis, one voice weirdness. Yeah, that's what it is. There's a void. We stand for nothing except getting rich people. Let's march to the Koch brothers' house, those dirty Republicans. You've got all the Federal Reserve people endorsing Occupy Wall Street. You've got Obama doing it. And saying, I agree with you. We need to tax the rich more. That's what I'm trying to do. 5% surtax on people making $1 million. That's your biggest hires right there. The billionaires, they're offshore. And a tax increase, people making over $125,000 a year. That will put a country already in a deep coma into cardiac arrest. And the bankers know that. The bankers know that. They love that. And this is such an important article. Occupy agitators attempt to ban the First Amendment. And when Kokesh joins us, we'll play part of that video. Foul-mouthed collectivists don't want their creepy consensus meetings being filmed and being led. And this came out 2 days ago by known CIA-funded groups in D.C. and New York. CIA psychological warfare-trained people. Same folks giving you the Arab Spring, now banning Christianity, basically, and burning down churches from Afghanistan to Egypt. Which is exactly what the globalists want to set up a new clash of civilizations. A new video from the Occupy event in Washington portrays how leftist agitators are busy trying to drown out any message that doesn't correlate with their collectivist consensus. And this is in public outdoor meetings. They come up and say, this is happening in Austin. McBreen's mad. I mean, his son, high schooler, goes out there with his Ron Paul sign, and they're like, get out of here, boy. You're not wanted here. In fact, McBreen, I know it's still going on today. If you want to go out there, run out there with a Ron Paul sign. Let them show it. In fact, I think we've got Ron Paul banners around here, but not any little signs. Why don't you just get two color printouts and put them on a stick or some cardboard and get out there. I mean, show people. It seems as though some of the agitators who have latched on to Occupy movement are only happy with people expressing their First Amendment right and a participant completely agrees with their point of view. And it goes on, Adam Kokesh blocked from filming Occupy D.C. General Assembly because they're so free. This is freedom. It's like, don't film Congress, don't film court-site city council meetings. Where have we heard of this before? Don't film Fidel Castro meetings. Two foul-mouthed leftists attempt to block independent journalist Adam Kokesh from filming at public protests taking place in public square, making insane arguments about the participants feeling threatened by appearing on camera despite the fact that they are demonstrating in the middle of America's capital city. And then we have Matthew Medina below that. He gets into all of it. Same thing happened to him. You get out of here. We're not talking about the Federal Reserve. It's our friend. George Soros said so. Now you take your Ron Paul and your Alex Jones and you get out of here. Get out of here. SCI.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Really disgusting to see confirmation all over the country that Occupy Wall Street 3 weeks in has been co-opted to a great extent. Now, battles are like waves. You know, they go in, crash against the shore, and then go back the other direction. And hopefully we won't listen to the neocons who say, don't go to those meetings, they're all hippies, which, you know, they're all communists. which then makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy where conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists then don't go to the Occupy Wall Street, don't get in the field, don't get media attention, don't bring up in the Fed, don't bring up the banker bailouts, don't bring up the monopoly collectivist crony globalist. Just like they came out and said the Tea Party's all right-wingers, and by the way, they're only white, and by the way, they don't like you if you are another color. That was meant to then make people go, well, I want lower taxes and less regulations. I want freedom, but since I've got some pigment in my skin, I better not go to that meeting. I better not go. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is what happened with the Occupy Wall Street. I'm going to go to break and come back with all the other news. And it's big, folks. It's big. Lord Monckton's joining us. Zach Carter with a group of mainly black hip-hop rappers, folks like KSR-1, you name it, are going to travel the country for Ron Paul. Very, very, very exciting information. We're going to get some of those folks on. Immortal Technique is supposed to be part of this nationwide tour to support Ron Paul. Very, very exciting. So we're going to be breaking that down with Zach Carter in the last 30 minutes today. Shattering the left-right paradigm, getting past all this race business and down to real fundamentals and how the world really works. That's what the system is scared to death of. Okay? We all want freedom. Everybody has the light of liberty in their eyes. Who's ever been exposed to it or ever discovered it. That's what was so wonderful about going to those three events was people of every race, religion, creed, there wanting freedom. There with their children, a lot of little children there, learning about freedom, parents that care about their children's future. We are all in this thing together. And we can't let the globalists play us off against each other. That would be a travesty of justice. Now, I want to get into some big economic news. Golden chance to win back power from EU. That's one of the headlines. A lot of world government has now been admitted. A lot of inside baseball. Some really huge issues. That's why Lord Monckton's joining us. But I'll get to some of that before and some of the other news before our guest joins us. And some big military NATO news as well. But it is a shame that they typecast the Tea Party and tried to have the Republicans take it over, and they did to a certain extent. But they had to pay a big price for that. Rick Perry had to act like Ron Paul and badmouth the Federal Reserve. Others had to. Now they've sent in Herman Cain, and he's trying to fool Republicans that a whole new taxing system on top of the income tax is really a way to, you know, be conservative. I mean, give me a break. It's new taxes to the banksters, the same ones that gave us the income tax in 1913. This is so transparent when you're awake and informed, and it's hard to watch people so ignorant. But we do need to spank Occupy Wall Street because it is quickly being psyoped and quickly taken over by Democratic Party operatives who are being very deceptive and saying, we're not Democratic Party operatives. We're from MoveOn.org and we're from Soros, and we're from these big unions. Now let's march to the Koch brothers' house, the conservative family that gives money to conservative causes. Let's go after Rupert Murdoch. You know, that's in the news today, marching to their houses and saying, we want your money. Well, last time I checked, the Koch brothers didn't take any banker bailout money. Last time I checked, Rupert Murdoch gives money to Republicans and Democrats, but is known as being a Republican because he is there to monopolize that movement and control it. But you guys are in there going after one of your best people who's helped make sure conservatives never woke up and took this country back. He's in the same bed as Obama, there to make sure liberals never wake up. But if you look at the list, there's a list of, six billionaires in New York. They're all Republicans. Every one of them is known as a Republican. Oh, but this isn't Democratic. You want to play that psyop that you're the grassroots so that everybody who's in the grassroots thinks that Obama and the Federal Reserve agenda is grassroots. You want to make it grassroots for tax increases across the board. You want to make it grassroots to think that the Democratic Party isn't bought and paid for by the most corrupt elements of Wall Street. That'd be the private Federal Reserve. People keep asking me, Alex, why not just go after Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America? Why are you going after the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is them. They're the shareholders of it. That's how they get this quasi-government power. I want to take the fire away from the dragon. You got that?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of October, 2011. Adam Kokesh confronted in public by the royal Occupy DC people who previously called for authoritarian rule and total wealth confiscation and the Southernization of America. Michael Moore, of course, saying the same thing. Kokesh told he can't videotape in America in public. And now we're being told the same thing, our reporters, our listeners, all over the United States. You take your stinking Ron Paul and you get out of here. We're going to march down to Republican billionaires' houses, and we're going to praise tax increases in the Obama agenda. And then every time you criticize us, we're going to say, we don't have any political view. How dare you be partisan? This is incredible. I remember 2 years ago seeing Republicans try to kick out Ron Paul supporters at Tea Party events across the country, saying, don't try to take over our movement. A movement started by Ron Paul supporters in Austin, Texas, and Boston, Massachusetts. It's the same thing. I've had the Occupy Fed people send me emails. I've seen videos they've done saying, we don't want you here, Alex Jones, co-opting our Occupy Wall Street. I don't want to co-opt your movement for collectivism. I'm there saying we've been protesting the Fed for decades. For decades. And we're pointing out to the public who is concerned about the real threat that we better get out there and get media attention on the real threat, not some general nebulous thing about let's raise taxes on the rich, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve, I mean, just type in Federal Reserve calls for value-added tax. Type in Council on Foreign Relations, which basically is the political arm of the Federal Reserve, calls for a VAT or national sales tax. In fact, show people right now, please. Just type in Council on Foreign Relations, national VAT is needed to pay off debt. CFR calls for national VAT. Federal Reserve calls for national VAT. I mean, they're saying to pay off the debt you owe America, we need this. And this is the Federal Reserve that maneuvered us, the wealthiest country in the world, 50 years ago to now the biggest debtor nation. We had half the world's wealth just a few decades ago. Now we're a giant debtor nation, all stolen through fraud. And that they've got 20-30% of the people on some type of government assistance that they can now use as their dependents, as their army. And they've now deployed these people onto the streets who are ignorant to say, raise taxes. And I've got to watch every major neocon talk show host call for VAT and sales taxes to pay off, quote, what we owe when it's not our debt, 90%+ of it. I got to watch Herman Cain, the former head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve, an extremely high-level position. That's almost as high as it gets. You got the head of the New York Fed. That's about all there is above it. And what's he calling for? A sales tax on top of the income tax and the Social Security tax. Those will just be lowered at first. What did I tell you for 16 years the plan is? They're going to sell you on a VAT or sales tax to get rid of the income tax, and they're going to keep all of them. I know them. I know the enemy. I eat, sleep, and drink them because I saw what they did in 1913. We got to get a report out on this. They came out and said, we just want a 1% tax on millionaires, which were billionaires of the day. Of course, the Rockefellers on record were worth about $3 billion at the time. That would be in trillions today. And, of course, they wrote the whole thing, and they had loopholes where they were exempt from it until World War II, and they expanded it as a withholding on everybody as a wartime tax. And by the 50s, they jacked up those taxes something fierce because Americans were patriotic. So they started taxing auto plant workers 50% income tax. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're going to bring all that back again. All of you people, just like the fools that went and tried to get Obama elected. And I'm not saying McCain would have been good either. That's how they control it. That's how Don King controls a fight. He owns both fighters. Point is, you thought, oh, thank you, Mr. President, when he was president-elect, I'll soon get a free car, free house, everything free, free education. And Obama would go along with it. He'd say, you bet, I'm going to get it for you free. Did you get all that free? Let me tell you something. This whole George Soros thing, this whole globalist Warren Buffett thing with these wicked old men, Soros has been convicted in multiple countries. He just lost his appeal in France for crimes of ripping people off and destroying currencies and destroying people's pension funds. This is a guy who aided and abetted the Nazis rounding up his own people on record and gave a 60 Minutes interview saying he was pretty much proud of it. And you're told he's a humanitarian. And he's a guy that owns organizations and media outlets that attack this radio show every day and send private detectives around trying to find dirt on him, yours truly, and they can't find it because it doesn't exist. I'm an open book. I stole beer a couple times when I was a kid out of the backs of golf carts. I've smoked pot with Joe Rogan. Whoop-dee-doo. Smoked pot about once a year. This is tested out and see if I'm for legalizing it. Would I drive fast? Had a lot of girlfriends in college? Got anything else? Try to manufacture some stuff? You're not going to find it. I'm a red-blooded American. And you don't like it. You don't like it, do you? Make me sick. And you think you're going to sit there and be able to successfully lead all these people down a rat hole. I got to sit here and watch George Soros. I have had Media Matters on the phone, one of their head editors. Last year they wanted to interview me. And I said, George Soros funds you. And the guy laughed and said, no, he doesn't. And I pulled right up on the federal filings while I was on the phone. I said, here's a million here, a million there. And the guy started laughing. He goes, oh, you know how to do your research. I mean, they just talk to me like I'm an animal. Like I'm not even a real person. You're talking to a real person here. You got that, Jack? You're talking to somebody who is awake, who isn't looking to be conned, who doesn't play into your games. I'm not willfully ignorant. And, you know, I know a secret. I know that I'm just average intelligence and that other people are just in a trance, a literal trance. And I'm going to unlock their trance because that's the one gift God gave me is I know how to unlock people's minds. Not to even give them my information. I know how to kick those chains off and kick that door open to get them to get some fresh air in and see what's really going on. And we are going to identify you and we're going to bring you to justice. We've got some Nazi sympathizer strutting around trying to destabilize our country and our dollar. And trying to go around politically and shut down free speech in this country. And demonizing yours truly and trying to take over the Occupy Wall Street. This is a guy who overthrew countries in Eastern Europe and put new tyrannies in. This is a guy with the Georgians that tried to start a war with Russia. This is a monster parasite. It's time that these people not sit around and have the fake moral high ground and lecture us all day. These are not liberals. Al Gore is not a liberal. He is a degenerate, disgusting, transparent roach, a maggot, a mosquito, a diseased parasite, dripping with con artistry. Folks, you all have discernment. Use it. Use it. What does your discernment tell you about Alex Jones right now? Do you see me? Look at me. Look at me. You know what that means? Look at my soul. Look at me. Use your discernment. It's there. Now, think about Al Gore. What is that? Well, what comes to mind there? Yeah. Yeah. You got discernment. Start using it. Start using it. Start researching. All right. I'm ranting. I want to calm down here for a moment, and I want to just give me a document cam shot if you can right over here. I want to show people a couple articles here. We've reached a, just in this general area, we've reached a Rubicon point where the Democrats are now basically trying to trash their own minion, Barack Obama. I'm going to be covering that later. That's a big deal. We've now reached that point. California governor is saying they're going to protect warrantless wiretapping of cell phones. Also, they're going to go ahead with the lying to kids and saying it's the law to take shots and giving them shots without parental consent. That's really what they're doing over there. We've got the Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment. There's also another big article that Paul Watson did today. That's very important, that needs to get more attention. VeriSign, we can even document cam over here. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. I need to get to that. Manager of all.com internet addresses seeks authority to terminate domains on government order without legal oversight. No judge, no jury. Just the agencies say it, it happens. Unbelievable information. And I want to break down for everybody listening. They've announced scores of new bank fees. Not just the $5 fee with Bank of America every time you use your debit card. You use your debit card to pay for gas. You don't like having a credit card being in debt. Credit card as well, they charge you $5. The cashless society is a trap. Once everything's cashless, once they make you do automatic transfer, this has always been the plan, once they make you have a bank account, sometimes you've got to have bank accounts now to even rent a car, whatever. Once you're in their system, now they can devalue the currency how they want. They can trap you and put fines and fees on everything. And they're getting rid of the retail division of banking. They're phasing it out, laying off per mega bank tens of thousands. And they've laid off 50-something thousand just the last 6 months at Bank of America. And it's all in their retail division. Because the global central banks can issue and print tens of trillions at will. Less than 1% of the money out there is in physical paper. It's a hassle for them to even deal with it. In the old days, for every dollar in the bank, they could loan out 10. That's fractional reserve banking. In Europe, it was for every dollar, they could loan out 8, or for every euro, or every mark, whatever it was at the time. Now, it's like, hey, you don't get it. You're going to have to be digital and cashless, because that's how all business is now basically set up. And when you do it, you're going to pay tolls every step of the way. You're little prisoners now. And by the way, we're going to track everything you do in real time and sell it to hundreds of corporations and the government. Facebook, Google, pizza places, everything. The only way to fight this is only buy from small companies and try to go cashless as much as possible. But I'll tell you this, they've gotten now around 90% of transactions cashless. And so if we weren't in the cashless society right now, I mean, how do you fight the Matrix? You jack into it. If we weren't in the Matrix ourselves, we wouldn't be in the game. I don't know, somebody comes along with $3, $4 million a year, gives me that cash on the barrel head. I can phase out a lot of our cashless systems, but it's still digital online, virtual. And they're now announcing, I'm going to get to this later, VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. No judge, no jury. And you're already seeing cases where they'll want to shut down one gambling site, even in another country, and they'll just shut down 50,000 websites at an entire giant server company, and the feds just haul it all off and don't even apologize. And even city websites are down. County websites, they don't care. And the Justice Department just does it. A bunch of lawless narcotics traffickers, Justice Department caught again, authorizing Sinaloa and others to ship in tens of tons a month of cocaine and other drugs, shipping guns right back down to Sinaloa to knock out their enemy, not just letting guns be sold at stores. That was the cover to blame the Second Amendment. The ATF delivering 18-wheeler loads to Sinaloa. 18-wheeler loads. Multiple 18-wheelers. And where do they find them? At the head enforcer of Sinaloa's house. At his compound. He's running the border op. He's paramilitary, black army, secret army, shadow army. You got a bunch of narcotics trafficking cocaine dealers that have got the power of the federal courts with a 98% conviction rate, a mafia of hardcore criminals. And that's why I have no respect for any of these badges or any of these groups. You know, I've had FBI show up here before for internet stuff or whatever, and the Secret Service before. And I just look at them and I say, I have no respect for you. You work for an agency of narcotics trafficking murderers. And a lot of times they'll just kind of look at me and I go, well, you don't know? And they'll kind of smile and go, no, I don't know. And I go, yeah, you do. Like the Border Patrol, 98 miles into, never even went outside the U.S. down there a few weeks ago. They want to search my car. And I'm like, the government deals with drugs, man. You want to search me? I'm not a cowboy. I'm not cutting into your business. I don't sell what you. I mean, it's over. The government's illegitimate. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. And we've got to delegitimize these people and just start realizing they're a criminal joke. And if an FBI guy's listening, well, I'm not a criminal. I investigate bank robbers. Yeah, I know. You're all compartmentalized. About half of you, from the experts I've talked to in my own analysis, are on the white side. But you're at the toilet attendant level. You're out handling little things for public consumption. The other half, the guys that laugh at you in the coffee room, they're not just into drugs, folks. They're into running little kids. DynCorp, Halliburton, FBI, DEA, ATF. I mean, you're working for agencies that make snuff films, little kids getting killed. I mean, you're signed on with the devil. Okay? And just because you're living in denial and want to say that isn't true doesn't mean it's not. And it's all going to come out. That's the thing about evil. No matter how far you bury something, the deepest ocean, it's going to wash up on the shore. Look at what's already washed up on the beach. What else do you think is going to wash up? You better hit your knees right now to God. You better repent, and you better tell God to guide you and lead you and direct you, and that you want to join the good guys. We're here. We're here with light in our eyes, with liberty in our hearts. We're here. Eternity is staring in the face. Join us now. Join us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Weeks ago that made so much news coming out and saying that Goldman Sachs ruled the world. The stock trader who made so much attention on BBC, he's going to be joining us tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. We also got Max Keiser joining us, and we're going to premiere an interview we did with a father and his autistic son out at the End of the Fed in Dallas. Very powerful. That's tonight. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, by being a member, you support the front lines of the alternative media, and then we lovingly allow it to be leaked out, the show, to the YouTube channels and everywhere else where it's seen by millions of people a week. Conservatively, we've looked at it. About 2 million people a week are watching it free online, which is good, but it'll grow over time. Members get it live and first and in higher quality, all the films and 8.5 years of material and a higher quality audio podcast, commercial free, all in one spot. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. Let's get Kokesh on at 8 after 2 because I want the full audience to hear him. Continuing here, we're now not just carrying Made in America sports bottles, stainless steel, that have filters in them that can do, I don't know, 100 gallons and reduce everything to non-detectable levels. We now have these sports canteens that are very affordable that are just the canteens that have InfoWars.com on them because people have requested them. We basically put in the store whatever you request, and it's put us in good stead. And selling such useful baubles, trinkets, and other items also supports our transmission. We're not George Soros New World Order funded. We're not like MSNBC that got hundreds of millions of dollars of your stolen banker bailout money, your tax money. No, we're supported by you, period. And we've got a big nut to crack every month. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one. If you haven't bought the different movies and books and DVDs and T-shirts and things and baseball caps that have InfoWars.com on them, everything in the store helps spread the word. You want to meet like-minded people? Buy some books. Buy some videos. Educate yourself more. Then hand it out to friends and family. Wear the T-shirt. The InfoWars.com T-shirts. Get out there. You will meet fellow InfoWarriors. I always marvel at callers who call into the show. And they say, wow, I wore an InfoWars shirt out to on the street and 50 people came up to me and I met my wife that way. In fact, I went to a UFC this fight this weekend because I was down in Houston already for In the Fed, and Joe Rogan called up and said, hey, man, you're in town. Get over here. So I went over and had dinner with him or lunch and then went to the fights. And I got stopped all over by people saying they were listeners. And also, again, a couple saying, we met when I was wearing an InfoWars.com shirt 5 years ago, like you said. Yeah, I'm not joking around here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way. Wear your colors. Again, InfoWars.com. We've also added the powerful Pro-Pure gravity-fed filters. They're like the Berkeys, but they've got even bigger filters. You can look at the specs of the Pro-Pure stacked up against the major competition. And you, it's just there's unfortunately no comparison there. So I have done a lot of research, and I believe Pro-Pure is the best system. They have the fluoride filters as well. They're available at InfoWars.com. Or if you have any questions about specials or combos, you got the two great ladies up front ready to take your calls at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Pro-Pure, the, in my view, number one gravity-fed filter stainless steel in the world. Again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the big world government news that's hiding in plain view in the media, dealing with the Euro takeover, Lord Monca's coming up, Adam Kokesh, and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.